Egyptians voted overwhelmingly in favor of amendments to their constitution in the first free election held in that country in more than half a century. NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson has our story from Cairo.
Referendum Chairman Mohamed Atteya told a news conference that Egyptians voted more than 3-1 in favor of the amendments. He says about 41% of eligible voters turned out, which was fewer than expected. Many of those who did were casting ballots for the first time in their lives. Few voting irregularities were reported during Saturday's referendum. That's in stark contrast to last November's parliamentary elections that were plagued by allegations of voter intimidation and ballot box stuffing. Voters were asked in Saturday's referendum to vote on 9 amendments to Egypt's 40-year-old constitution that proponents say will ease restrictions on political and civil rights. But opponents feel the whole constitution should be scrapped. They claim it's a holdover from ousted leader Hosni Mubarak's regime that places too much power in the hands of the president. Critics say the measures also benefit established movements like the Muslim Brotherhood and would allow them to dominate budding political parties in presidential and parliamentary elections later this year. Egypt's military rulers plan to use the amended constitution as a roadmap to transferring power to a civilian government in the coming months. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.